Amen. Psalm 36. Psalm 36 this evening. Psalm 36. You know, there are some truths that are so strong, they are so deep, that they are best presented by themselves and multiple times. This enables the truth to soak and to sink in. The most powerful truths for a Christian, for humanity, of course, but the people who are able to grasp the truth are Christians. The most powerful truths for Christians are not in our human nature. I would remind you what Simon Peter said in 2 Peter 1, "Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as the Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance." Now, I don't know that I'm going to put off my tabernacle shortly, but I might. And I will promise you I won't be disappointed. Hallelujah. But the most powerful truths are not in our human nature. They must be received and then they must be maintained. Psalm 36, turn there please. While I'm doing it, turn to Psalm 36. Turn to Proverbs chapter 4. I'll say these few things, if you will. And if you didn't turn over there, go ahead and turn to 2 Peter, because I'd like for us to look at a verse in chapter 1. Now, these powerful truths are not in our human nature. They're not in us by nature, even though you're saved. Truth is not in you because you're saved. What you have is a receiver for the truth that is within you now. And that's an amazing thing, to have that receiver within you. But then you have to receive the word, and then you have to hang on to the word. It's real important that way. All right, Psalm 36, let me say this, okay? You have to maintain them. For example, in life, you've heard of accidents happening because of operator error. You've heard of things happening because of pilot error, data entry error. I worked with a fella at a financial institution that one day we were entering stuff in, and he put one too many zeros in, and so the debit went from $100,000, one zero turned it into $1 million. And this is before some of the fast ways to make up and correct errors, and it was a major thing. So why am I saying all that? Because we need constant doses of these things, of these truths. You know, in 2 Timothy chapter 3 there, he said that all scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That's what we need it for. He said that you ought to learn it from a child, but we need it for doctrine. We need it for correction, for reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness. So we need these things. And this is just a little truth that hit me actually in Bible reading today. Psalm 36 and verse 9. "For with thee is the fountain of life." And then mark this last half of this verse, please. "In thy light shall we see light." In thy light shall we see light. Put a marker in there if you would. Proverbs chapter 4 that I mentioned to you. Let's mark verse 18. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 18. Proverbs 4 and verse 18. "But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day." The path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. All right, hold that and let's read one verse or a couple verses in 2 Peter chapter 1. Now our key text then says, Psalm 36 verse 9, "In thy light shall we see light." Get hold of this. "In thy light shall we see light. The path of the just is the shining light that shineth more and more into the perfect day." 2 Peter 1, verse 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Not just anybody's allowed to translate it. Not just anybody's allowed to take it from one language to another. When it comes to scripture, to Bible. Okay? For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. You don't just decide to do it. But holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Our subject for a couple minutes only is more light. More light. Not necessarily more knowledge. Not necessarily more facts. Hey, listen, child of God. Not necessarily more tidbits or historical aspects or historical. Be so careful of this stuff that they all want to try to get something out of history and culture and give you some light on it. Be careful. Because you don't know their source. And they don't even know their source half the time in reality. Okay? But there's a ton to get out of God's light, out of Scripture. More light. Not necessarily more knowledge and facts and tidbits, but more light. Three little things on this, but more light. This is a major truth. That the path of the just, okay, that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more. So in thy light, shall we see light. Three things. Light is by permission. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, the more we walk in the light, the more we get light. Now watch. You know what shadows do? They bring darkness. You turn your back to the light and look down, and you're looking in your shadow. So at any point you go along through life, if you turn your back on a truth, any truth, what happens is that part gets dark. God says, walk in the light. God says, walk towards the light. Now listen, light is by permission. At any point, any kind of light. See, let's say God takes you up to a thing and he says, I want you to do this by faith. I want you to walk through this decision by faith. I've given you enough light to do it. If you don't do that thing in particular, that part of you will have shadows and darkness. Not all your life. And if you're not careful, the part you have light in makes you think, well, I've got light. You're supposed to have more light. You want more light? Light's by permission. Secondly, light begets light. So light is by permission. Light begets light. You know what the hymn says? Each victory will help you what? Some other to win, right? Why? Because if you want light, light begets light. In thy light shall we see light. This is a very, very important truth. In fact, it's one of the most powerful truths in all the Bible. When the Lord Jesus Christ in his earthly ministry was talking to him, he made it a point to tell them, while ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. You know what it says there, same verse? These things spake Jesus and departed and did hide himself from them. You see, a lot of times what God says is, if you want more of me, you got to obey. So light begets light. Now, when you get light, then, thirdly, light is bought with obedience, not sacrifice. You say, what do you mean is bought? The one verse I want to leave with you is Revelation 3, if you'll turn over there, while I speak of a couple other verses. The one verse I want to leave with you on this thing of more light, because he tells you to buy it gold. Revelation 3, I'd like for you to mark it, if you will. It's important to mark this one. Revelation chapter 3. Now, you know what he says in 1 Corinthians 6, 19-20. Know you not that you're bought with a price, right? Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. God bought you. He bought you. He owned you. Because he bought you, then what? Then because he bought you, then you belong to him. And in the parts of my life that I honor that, walk it, I get more light. If I want more light, I obey that light. And then he gives me a little bit more light. So he doesn't give you light to tell you how it's going to come out all the time. He doesn't give you light to tell you how you're going to get through the decision he's asked you to do. But what he wants you to do, the thing he really, really wants, is he wants you to trust him. When he was given his parable of the word and the sower, he said, they on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. They didn't receive it and act on it. So in Revelation 3, he says this, verse 18, mark the verse. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. What kind of rich? Spiritually rich, 1 Corinthians 3. You know the doctrine, many of you. He said, buy of me gold. Gold is a picture of faith. Gold is a picture of faith here tried in the fire. Well, how does that happen? By light. By light. You know, it's only fair that light is bought with obedience and not sacrifice. Because not everyone can sacrifice, but everyone can obey. Perhaps there's some part of your life, you know, and you've come up against something and you've like, Lord, I've trusted you in this, this, and this, but I got to live this one by sight. And the Lord says, no, this is where you got to trust me if you want to keep the light going. Do you know if you follow the Bible characters, by obeying, they moved on and then moved on and then moved on. The world parallels this in their world. They know that they have to go from one thing to another and act upon it. And you and I know, we know inside of us, we know we want more light. The new nature says, I want more light. I want to know, you know, more about Jesus, what I know, more of his grace to others show. You can't show it if you don't get more of it. Beware of being satisfied with the light you had 5 years ago, 2 years ago, 1 year ago, last week. Light is not more knowledge. It's not more tidbits. It's not more historical perspectives and root words and stuff. No, light is a spiritual thing. It's an insight. In thy light shall we see light. Light is by permission. Light begats light. Light is bought with obedience. May the Lord use us to bless somebody today as has blessed me.